Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, it's bright and pleasant, perfect weather for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports how former President Trump redefined his relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu. This includes public criticism and a push for an agreement with Iran. Also, earlier today, Hezbollah's chief vowed to expel Israel. According to Ynet, Trump suggests Syria could handle Hezbollah in Lebanon. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post states that the U.S. and Iran could sign a ceasefire deal to open the Strait of Hormuz as soon as tonight. Separately, Forward reports that the boycott of Israel is increasingly targeting individual Israelis as the country's international status is challenged. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News shares that Soroka Medical Center is rebuilding a year after an Iranian missile strike. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. and Iran have signed an MOU to end the war electronically. Ynet Global, sharing insights earlier today, suggests Trump's recent remarks are reshaping the Middle East, with Iran gaining regional power. The Israel Guys highlight the challenges faced by Israeli soldiers returning home from battle. They visited a retreat where veterans find healing and support. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the evolving geopolitical landscape, Walla reports that Trump has publicly criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu, showing reservations about Israeli strikes in Lebanon. This adds pressure on Israel's leadership as it navigates regional tensions. The implications could include shifts in diplomatic ties and regional alliances. Turning to the ceasefire talks, according to the Jerusalem Post, a potential agreement between the U.S. and Iran might soon be signed, affecting the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This deal could ease tensions and ensure safer navigation for global oil shipments. It reflects a significant shift in U.S.-Iran relations, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Hezbollah's renewed threats against Israel. Trump's comments suggest Syria might manage Hezbollah, possibly altering the power dynamics in Lebanon. If realized, this could change Israel's security strategies in the region. On another note, Forward brings attention to the growing boycott movement against individual Israelis. This trend highlights Israel's increasing international isolation and could affect its citizens' global interactions and opportunities. Let's turn to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Mobileye is entering the robotaxi race with plans for an independent service. This move positions Mobileye to compete with Waymo, Tesla, and Amazon. Separately, from Ynet Business, Nucor has emerged from stealth with $66 million for an AI-era identity security platform. This startup, founded by Israeli veterans, is set to make waves in cybersecurity. And finally, Walla Business reveals a 200 million shekel donation for a new rehabilitation hospital in Shtedov. This substantial contribution will enhance healthcare infrastructure in Tel Aviv. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.